Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, what a Monday it is here on Send It In, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. Folks, this is my favorite show of the entire year. We have the bracket in our hands. We're ready to break it down, look at all these different regions, and see if we can make some money. We're going to go through the entire bracket on the show today. South, East, Midwest, West region. We'll talk about all the first round matchups. I'll give you some teams that I would keep an eye on to make the Sweet 16, Elite Eight, go to the Final Four. Please send in any questions, any comments. I want to hear from you guys. What teams are you betting? What teams do you think could be some sleeper teams to make it into the second weekend or even the Final Four? You can follow us. You can reach us at the BetMGM Network on YouTube, on Twitch, on X as well. Send in all your questions. We're going to just talk college hoops for the next 30 minutes. We'll give out some of our favorite plays at the end of the show. And if you missed today's show and you want to go back to and listen to it, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. All right, folks, let's get rolling. Glasses in session on a Monday. We will start with the South region, the number one overall seed, Auburn Tigers. They have a play-in game in their first matchup, so no betting lines available yet. Again, whoever they play probably won't get involved in the game, but you would think Auburn would advance to the next round. Then a really interesting 8-9 game between Creighton and Louisville. Feel like the Cardinals are a lower seed than we probably all expected. Thought maybe they would be like a 6 or possibly a 7, but they're an 8. And what's interesting about this game is the fact that it's in Lexington, Kentucky. So it's an hour drive. They're going to have a great home court advantage there, even though it's a neutral site game going up against Creighton. That's why I think this line is a little bit inflated and everybody loves Louisville, because it's going to be a home game for them. I'm down on this team. I don't think they're as good as everybody else does, especially if you look at what they did out of conference early on in the year, right? They go 18-2 in ACC play. They make it to the ACC championship game. They're beating Duke in the second half of the ACC title game. So they were really good in their conference this year. But earlier on in the season, when they played in some of these neutral site games, they weren't all that great. So I'm looking at Creighton plus 2.5 against Louisville. That'll be my first play of the day to kick things off on Thursday. That is the first game of the day on Thursday. Then this 5-12 game everybody's talking about. We got Michigan and UC San Diego. Wolverines 2.5-point favorites, a total of 142.5. So Michigan obviously just won the Big Ten tournament after really struggling to finish the season, right? They were coming into the Big Ten tournament. I certainly thought they were a team worth fading when they went to Indianapolis, but they hammered Purdue, they beat Maryland, they beat Wisconsin, but now everybody can't wait to fade them, and they think they're frauds. And this UC San Diego team, unbelievable story. First year that they're eligible to make the tournament, and not only do they make it, I mean, they have an unbelievable year. They win 30 games. They're really high up on KenPom. They're number 57 in offensive efficiency. They're 30th in defense. And what makes this matchup so favorable for the Tritons of UCN San Diego is the fact that their defense is, or I should say their team is has the best turnover to assist ratio in college basketball, whereas Michigan is one of the worst teams at turning the ball over with their guards. So certainly an advantage there for UC San Diego. They should be able to turn over Michigan throughout the game. I just think this upset is going to be so popular. Everybody is going to be picking UC San Diego. Now, every year, we see about an upset or two that everybody's on, and it does win. That was James Madison last year against Wisconsin. So, I mean, UC San Diego certainly could win the game. They're only 2.5-point dogs. But I like Michigan to win the game. Again, they just won 3 straight games on a neutral court. Go back and look what Michigan did early on in the season as well. They played a really tight game against Arkansas, really tight game against Oklahoma. That could have gone either way. And Dusty May is a really good coach. He made the Final Four with FAU. They also smashed Xavier early on in the year as well. So I'll ride with Michigan, money line. Don't know if it's going to be an official bet for me, but on my bracket, I do have Michigan advancing. Then in the 4-13 game, this is a really interesting one. Texas A&M going up against Yale in the 4-13. A&M favored by 7.5 with a total of 140.5. A&M is such a tricky handicap. If you watch this show, we have talked about them all year, and a lot of it is because of Wade Taylor. And on any given day, A&M can beat anybody in the sport. We saw that when they took down Auburn. They had a really difficult non-conference schedule. They beat Purdue. They beat Texas Tech. They beat Creighton. They did drop to Oregon, but they played a lot of great teams outside of SEC play. And again, this team, they're so good on defense. They're a great rebounding team. They're the best offensive rebounding team in the country. But this Yale team, they beat Auburn last year, so you know they're not intimidated at all by the SEC. They returned just about everybody from that team last year except Danny Wolf, who is now on Michigan. And maybe an interesting storyline to monitor would be the fact that Danny Wolf might be playing against his former team in the round of 32. I just don't know if Yale is going to be able to upset 2 straight SEC teams in a row. Last year, Yale got Auburn when they were feeling good about themselves. They had just won the SEC tournament. Everybody thought it was going to be Auburn, UConn in the Sweet 16. Chad Baker Mazzara got ejected in the first couple minutes of that game. A&M's going to be locked in. They're going to be focused. They got a lot of seniors on that team, a lot of veteran guys, and they're not going to take Yale lightly because they upset Auburn last year. So I don't know if I'd lay the 7.5 with A&M, but I would not pick Yale to upset the Aggies in that matchup. Then Ole Miss against either the winner of UNC or San Diego State. That's going to be interesting. If Ole Miss plays UNC, I think I like the Rebels. If they play San Diego State, I think I like the Aztecs. Something I've known about Ole Miss, when they've played teams that are very good defensively, that want to slow you down, that want to muck it up and be physical, the Rebels have struggled against those teams. When they've played really good offensive teams, they've been very good in those games. They crushed Louisville. They beat Bama this year. They lost to Purdue by 2. So they've been playing some really good, high-powered offensive teams well. I think they can play North Carolina well. So for me, it's really all about who wins that play-in game and what I do with Ole Miss. I think Iowa State's going to take care of Lipscomb. Shouldn't be too much of a problem. Keyshawn Gilbert, one of their better players, is going to be out for the tournament. That is a big loss. Lipscomb's a good team. They shoot a lot of threes. Maybe could make this thing interesting for a majority of the game, but I do like Iowa State to win. No pick for me in that one. I like Marquette -3.5 against New Mexico. If you followed the tournament here recently, you just fade the Mountain West. You know, they've obviously been getting a lot of respect over the years. They've been sending multiple teams, 4 or 5 teams at times to the tournament, and these teams really don't do anything outside of San Diego State going to the title game a couple years ago. Richard Pitino's had a good team in Albuquerque the last couple years. He's got another good one this year. But I like this Marquette team. They've only beaten one team that's in the tournament since January 3rd, but they still got a lot of firepower, and they got one of the best players in the country in Cam Jones. So I like Marquette in that game. And then Michigan State, no play for me on the spread or total against Bryant, but I like Sparty to advance in that one. Maybe keep an eye on like a Bryant team total under in that game, potentially. Then, as far as like advancing in my bracket, some things I would look for. I would look at Auburn and Michigan's Sweet 16. Again, I think a lot of people are going to have Michigan getting upset. They might even have the winner of A&M or Yale taking down Michigan. But I think the Michigan hate makes me like the Wolverines. I think until people finally look at this team and be like, you know what, maybe Michigan is winning all these games. And then once they go up against Auburn, I think they're going to be trendy, and I think Auburn beats them. So I like Auburn to get to the Elite Eight. And then I like Marquette on the bottom half of the bracket. A couple years ago, Marquette, they lost to Michigan State when they were the two and Michigan State was the seven. I think they could get some revenge this year again. Michigan State's not a good three-point shooting team, and Marquette has played St. John's three times this year, a team that's very similar to Michigan State. They do such a good job at pressuring the ball. They're great on defense, but they struggle to shoot the three. Marquette's gone 0-3 all three games against St. John's, but I think playing them all those times is going to help them against Michigan State. So I got Marquette making a run. Auburn, Marquette in my Elite Eight. I got Auburn in the Final Four. As for the East region, we got Duke as the number one seed in the East. They're going to take on the winner of Mississippi State and Baylor. If you guys watch this show, you know I love betting on Mississippi State. They're a matchup-oriented team. When they go up against teams with really good offenses that play at fast pace, they lose that game always. Baylor is like half of that. They're a good offensive team. They rank 16 according to KenPom, but they play at a slowish pace. So it's a tough game to handicap. I probably won't end up betting it, but I'll go with Baylor on my bracket to win the game against Mississippi State. Then a good 5-12 matchup between Oregon and Liberty. Richie McKay has done a really good job with this Liberty program. They always have a good team. This year is no different, and they shoot a lot of threes, and they execute really well on offense. Going up against Oregon's matchup zone, that'll be a really interesting thing to watch. We've talked about the Ducks a lot on this show, and how good they were in the non-conference this season. They beat Bama, they beat A&M, they beat San Diego State, they beat a bunch of these teams that are in the tournament. Dana Altman has never lost in the first round of the tournament as Oregon's head coach, and I don't think he's going to start this week as well. So I like Oregon to win the game. I think it's a 6.5-point favorite. Might be a good money line parlay piece against the Flames. Arizona and Akron, this is going to be one of the more entertaining games in the first round, just in terms of entertainment. I mean, the total is 167.5. Arizona's a 14.5-point favorite. Don't think I'm going to bet this game, but it would be Akron or pass for me, just because of Arizona's track record here in the tournament. They were on the wrong side of that big upset against Princeton in the 215 a couple years ago when they were a one seed with Benedict Mathurin. We saw them lose in the Sweet 16. They got upset last year by Clemson. So Arizona's always had some good teams, but they have had a knack of playing down to their competition a little bit, and Akron's a really good offensive team, you guys. Jim Gross has done a great job with that program. They can really score. They had a heck of a comeback in the second half of the MAC championship game against Miami of Ohio. So I like this Akron team. Don't know if I'm going to bet it, but it would be Zips plus 14.5 or pass for me in that one. Good 6-11 matchup between BYU and VCU. BYU with 3.5-point favorite, total 143.5. VCU's head coach, Ryan Odom, one of the best head coaches that nobody talks about. He has now taken his third different team to the NCAA tournament. The first team he took was UMBC. You might have heard of them upsetting Virginia in the 116 matchup. Well, he's at VCU now, and he's got a really good defensive team this season. Why I like VCU in this game is the matchup. If you know BYU, they're great on offense, and they want to shoot a lot of threes. Well, VCU is fifth in defensive efficiency, and they're top 25 in opponents' three-point percentage. So they guard the three-point line well. They just guard well. They're one of the best defenses in college basketball. They also are efficient on the offensive end as well. I like VCU to pull the upset, so I'll take the Rams over the Cougars. Wisconsin going up against Montana. I like Wisconsin to win the game. 16.5 is a lot of points. Maybe look at like a Wisconsin team total over. Maybe look at John Tanjay over points as well. Montana's one of the worst defensive teams in the field. And actually, according to KenPom, all the 15 seeds are rated higher than Montana is, who's a 14 seed. So there's a reason that this line is so high. Honestly, I'd probably lay it with Wisconsin if I had to. Think about taking them -16.5. Then we got St. Mary's and Vandy. The Gales are 3.5-point favorites against Vandy with a total of 136.5. I like St. Mary's in this game. Something that was very telling to me early on in the season, Vanderbilt in their non-conference played Drake, who is identical to St. Mary's. Both teams terrific on defense, and they both play at some of the slowest paces in college basketball. Drake plays at the slowest pace. St. Mary's plays at a bottom five pace. Both are terrific on defense. Vanderbilt lost to Drake on a neutral, 81-70. Now they got to play St. Mary's on a neutral. I like the Gales, -3.5. And then Bama, 22.5-point favorite against Robert Morris. I mean, you know Bama's going to score a boatload. They're going to win the game. 22.5 is a lot of points. I don't know if I'd lay all that, but I do like Bama to advance. In this region, some things I would keep an eye out on. I tweeted this out last night. If Bama plays St. Mary's, I think we get an upset. Nightmare matchup. That game reminds me so much of when Bama played San Diego State a couple years ago with Brandon Miller. Those are the kind of teams that give Nate Oates fits. Teams that want to slow it down, play at a really slow pace, and are great on defense. If they can get Bama out of the transition game and they get him out of a running game and they can make it half court, St. Mary's definitely can upset the Tide, especially if Grant Nelson is hurt and he can't play. That is something to monitor as well. I like Wisconsin go the Elite Eight after St. Mary's upset over Bama. I think Wisconsin beats the Gales, but it's all Duke for me in this region going to the Final Four. Arizona or Oregon could potentially be a tricky Sweet 16 game. Obviously hoping Cooper Flagg is okay, good enough to play. If he is, give me Duke to the Final Four in the East region. All right, let's go to our guy Shawnee Sharp with his Sports Betting Minute. Going to give us some updates from BetMGM right now, some of the betting splits that we have in some of these matchups. Shawnee Sharp, what you got?
Yeah, Peach, well, first of all, happy St. Patrick's Day to you and everyone. Go Irish as always. Thank you. And so over, thanks for our guy, John Ewing. Right now, the most bet tickets on teams to cover in the NCAA tournament over at BetMGM. The number one is Michigan, -2.5. Second is Akron, +13.5. Number three is High Point, +8.5. Four is Xavier, -2.5. Gonzaga, -6.5. Texas, on the money line, +125, is the most bet underdog to win outright in any tournament game right now. And so they're playing in the first four. As I mentioned before, Michigan is a -2.5-point favorite, the most bet to cover in the NCAA tournament. And also right now, so I know, I don't know if we've gotten to Memphis or not yet, Peej, but Memphis right now is 2.5-point dogs as a 5 seed to number 12, Colorado State. Memphis is just the third, fifth seed to be an underdog against a 12 seed since 2005. The previous two teams went 0-2 straight up and 0-2 against the spread. So not looking too great right now for Penny Hardaway's guys, though. But and also, I mean, obviously the big topic right now is if UNC should have made the tournament. So I don't know if you have any thoughts on that, Peej, or not. But as someone who's not a big IU fan, I really could care less, personally.
Yeah, look, I mean, UNC's in the tournament. It is what it is. Again, I kind of like them to win a couple games because it feels like every year we get a team that nobody thinks should be in the tournament, and then they end up doing pretty good. So I kind of like the heels to maybe do a little bit of damage there in that South region. Let's go to the Midwest now, all right, and look at the number one seed Houston Cougars. They're playing SIU Edwardsville in the first game. Again, Juwan Roberts, that injury is a big deal for Houston, and it's really scaring me off of their team. He means so much to them, not only defense, but also offensive rebounding. He's just the leader on the floor for that team. So I worry about them long term. They're going to get by SIU Edwardsville. How about this 8-9 matchup? Gonzaga as an 8, and they're a 6.5-point favorite against Georgia. Don't really get how Gonzaga's an 8, but nonetheless, this is going to be tough for Georgia. I'm not going to bet the game. Talked about Oregon earlier being a nice money line parlay piece. I think pairing Oregon and Gonzaga together on the money line, I think that could be a good look. Popular 12 seed, I'm sure, is going to be McNeese State over Clemson. Will Wade's done a heck of a job there with McNeese State, but they're going up against a Clemson team that's really tough. And this team went to the Elite Eight last year. Brad Brownell's got another good team this year. I like the under in that game. It's a low one in the 130s, 134.5, but I would take the under between Clemson and McNeese State. This is the popular upset that I think everybody's going to be on that I agree with. I like High Point against Purdue. Purdue's a team I'm just looking to fade right now. Outside of last year when they went to the national title, we know Matt Painter is a great fade in the tournament. He's always getting upset. 16 seeds, 15, 14, 13, and High Point can score. This offense is legit. They're number 27th in KenPom according to offense. So I like them plus the points. I look at some money line as well. Give me High Point against Purdue. Illinois is going to get the winner of Xavier and Texas. I'm going to like Xavier in that game against Texas. I think Xavier could potentially beat Illinois as well. Illinois is a real interesting team. They got boat raced by Maryland in the Big Ten tournament, which I think scared some people off of Illinois. But Maryland just has Brad Underwood's number. For whatever reason, they just do. So it really didn't make me that nervous. Maryland just played the perfect first half of basketball. I do like Illinois in that game. I imagine it's going to be about a 3.5-point spread. I would look at the Illini in that one. And then last year in college basketball, right, we had the big upset. We had Oakland over Kentucky. And this year, we have Kentucky in yet again another 3-14 matchup. Now, surely Kentucky won't lose again, right? They won't lose again in the 3-14 matchup. No way. I think they're going to. I like Troy, folks. I like Troy plus the points. I like Troy on the money line as well. New year, same Kentucky, losing to a 14 seed. I think this matchup is really good for Troy. Their strengths are on defense. They're a terrific defensive team. They are 22nd in defensive efficiency. They're 7th in steals per possession, and they're battle-tested this season. They played Oregon, Arkansas, Houston in the non-conference. Half the battle when you're dealing with these smaller seeds like the 14s, the 15s, the 16s is intimidation, right? I mean, these kids, you know that the teams they're playing against are more talented, they're more athletic, they're bigger than they are. But Troy, they are just like a bulldog mentality type team. They don't fear anybody. They're great on defense, like I said. And why I love this matchup against Kentucky is because right now the weakness of Kentucky's team is their point guard position. Jackson Robinson, their starting point guard, is out for the year. Lamont Butler, their other guard, got hurt again in the SEC tournament. He's kind of been in and out of the lineup all season. So even if he plays, he's certainly not going to be at 100%. And if you guys watched the end of the Kentucky and Oklahoma game in the SEC tournament, Kentucky was up 10 with a minute to play, and Oklahoma pressed Kentucky, and they turned him over like three times in the final minute. I expect Troy to show some pressure. I expect them to get a bunch of turnovers and steals in this game. Here's the thing we got to have, though, if Troy's going to pull off the upset. They shoot 29.9% from three-point range. They're one of the worst in the second year in a row to a 14 seed. This is my big upset in the tournament this year. Give me Troy to take down Kentucky. Then we got UCLA and Utah State. UCLA, a 5.5-point favorite. The total, 143.5. I like UCLA in this game as well. Again, Mountain West teams, I'm looking to fade them. Utah State's a terrific offensive team, but they really struggle on the defensive end. I think that plays right into the hands of Mick Cronin and UCLA. So UCLA, 5.5-point favorite. It would either be the favorite or nothing for me in that game. And then Tennessee against Wofford. I actually like Wofford plus the points in this game at plus 18.5. We know Rick Barnes is a big favorite in the tournament, usually not a great thing. And Wofford Wofford's got a player who you might have seen who shoots granny-style free throws. He shoots the underhanded free throws. And that's the kind of kid who's like a March legend, right? Like, that kind of kid is somebody that everybody would gravitate to and would kind of become one of these players that he's like last year's Jack Golkey or something like that. So I don't know if Wofford can win the game. I think Tennessee's going to be too much, but I think they give a really good fight. I would look at Wofford plus the 18.5 against Tennessee. In that region, for me, I'm really concerned about the Juwan Roberts injury for Houston. I think there's a great chance that Gonzaga could upset them in the round of 32. And then in the bottom of that bracket, I like Tennessee to advance to the Elite Eight. I think Illinois defeats Troy, and then Illinois loses to Tennessee. Tennessee is the best team in the country at defending the three-point line. Illinois shoots it 30% from the three-point line, and they shoot a lot of threes. Terrible matchup for Illinois. Tennessee versus Gonzaga in the Elite Eight, and I got Gonzaga going to the Final Four. And then finally, in the West region, boy, this region, I mean, this region is loaded. You got a lot of firepower. Right now, the two most trendy teams that everybody's talking about, Florida and St. John's, are your top two seeds. Gators are going to get Norfolk State in the first round. Nothing for me in that one. UConn and Oklahoma in the 8-9 game. I'm going to be on Oklahoma plus the points in this game. I just want to see how much this line goes up. This game reminds me a lot of Northwestern and FAU last year, right? You had an FAU team that made the Final Four. They brought just about all their guys back. We talked about that game on the show how FAU was going to get steamed. It did. And then Northwestern beat them outright. I wouldn't be shocked if UConn closes at like a 5.5, maybe even a 6-point favorite in this game. It's Oklahoma. Everybody thinks UConn's going to win this game. But if you look at the metrics, this line really should be like a pick 'em or UConn -1. And we're getting 4.5 with Oklahoma. So again, I'm in no rush to bet this game, but I'm definitely going to be on the Sooners plus the points against UConn. That's just your classic UConn tax and the perception around the Huskies, that line being way higher than what it should be. This game's fascinating. Sean was just talking about it. Only the third time we've had a 12 seed favored over a 5 seed with Colorado State and Memphis. The Rams are 2.5-point favorites. I really like Memphis in this game. I like Memphis plus 2.5. I know it's a fishy line. Everybody loves Colorado State right now. They're one of the hottest teams in the country. They've won 10 straight games. They ran through the Mountain West championship game. Memphis is 29-5, though. This was a team that made it to the finals of the Maui Invitational. They beat Michigan State on a neutral floor. They got an elite scorer in P.J. Haggerty, who's got an awesome first name. They also got Tyrese Hunter, who's very good. Two big men in Dane Dangeau and Matty Sissoko. I like Penny's team a lot. So even though this line's super fishy, I'm going to take Memphis plus 2.5. Maryland Grand Canyon, really fascinating game. Terps got to go all the way out to Seattle to take on Grand Canyon. And if you know anything about the Lopes, they got a tremendous fan base. And the fact that their game's going to be on the West Coast, this is kind of going to be a road game for Maryland dealing with Grand Canyon. This is not the same Grand Canyon team as last year. Yes, they're back in the tournament. Yes, they have a lot of their same players, but it's kind of like FAU last year compared to the Final Four team. Same players, but just a different kind of team. Maryland's a 10.5-point favorite, and to be honest with you guys, I'd probably lay it with the Terps before I would take Grand Canyon. Now, this next game, I think, is my favorite game of the first round, and this is what the tournament is all about. Missouri and Drake. One of the best defensive teams who plays at one of the slowest paces in the country versus one of the best offensive teams that plays at a fast pace in Missouri. I love this game. The last 2 years in college basketball, we have seen teams like Missouri in Bama and Miami the year before. Two teams that were terrific on offense and struggled on defense, that both had their survived advance game in the first couple rounds. Bama's was against Grand Canyon, and funny enough, Miami's was against Drake. If Missouri can survive Drake, if they can survive this game, I would watch out for Mizzou. That offense is good enough to beat anybody on any given day. And keep in mind, they won at Florida earlier this year. Florida looks invincible right now. If there was a team that maybe you would keep an eye on to beat them, it would be Mizzou. And when they just played in the SEC tournament game, Mizzou was hanging right with them until their big man fouled out, and then it changed the whole game. Mark Mitchell, their other big man, also didn't play in that game. I really like Missouri. I'd keep an eye out for them if they can get by Drake. Then Texas Tech and UNC Wilmington. I like Texas Tech. I'm not laying the 15.5, but I think the Red Raiders are a good bet in that game. And then I like Kansas against Arkansas. Everybody's down on Kansas right now, and I get it. But are we all down on Kansas because we're so used to this team being like a 1 or a 2 seed, or because we just all think they stink? Go back and look at some of Kansas's wins earlier in the year. They beat Michigan State on a neutral. They beat Duke on a neutral as well. And I think they're going to beat Arkansas, and I think they're going to upset St. John's as well. I get it. Patino, that defense, it's electric. But Bill Self, with a chip on his shoulder and a team with a bunch of talent that's also really good on defense, that has found their offense in these neutral site games, I like Kansas as a shocker to watch. Missouri as well. I think that bottom half of the bracket could get nuts. I would look at Memphis, Maryland, and Missouri as some long shot Final Four teams in this region. I think the West could get nuts because everybody's going to take Florida and St. John's. All right, a promo we got to tell you about on BetMGM. You think you've got what it takes to predict the madness? BetMGM giving you a free shot at $250,000 in bonus bets with their March matchup pick'em. Free to play every game day before tip-off. $25,000 in bonus bets awarded daily over 10 action-packed days. Score points for correct picks and climb the leaderboard for your share of the prize. How to play in 3 easy steps. You enter the March Madness $250,000 pick'em free to play game. Make your picks for game winners, over, under, and more. Rack up points to correct answers and claim your share of $250,000 in bonus bets. The higher the seed, the bigger the points. You pick a 9 seed to upset an 8 seed, you're 9 points. You pick a 16 to upset a 1, 16 points, over under 5 points each. Don't miss your chance to win big. Get in the game now, brought to you by the Sportsbook Born in Vegas. All right, guys, I see you all are commenting in the chat. I appreciate that. Blake wants to know, if Creighton gets past Louisville, you think Kalkbrenner matches up perfectly on Broome? I mean, he does, and it certainly could be a game worth watching. I think Creighton could keep it close. I think Auburn will pull away towards the end, though, but I would be interested in betting Creighton plus the points. Sports wager, thoughts on Clemson making a big run to the Elite Eight? I got Gonzaga beating Clemson in the Sweet 16, but I kind of like your Clemson play as well, especially if you get a good price. Wouldn't shock me at all if they go to the Elite Eight. I think the top of that region with the Roberts injury to Houston has opened that thing up. And then Moist Cupcakes. PJ, are you looking to fade Florida at all? How far would you take them in your bracket? I am. I turned on ESPN last night, Moist Cupcakes, and all these analysts are picking Florida to win it all. I don't like it when teams become trendy after the conference tournaments, right? Like, before the conference tournament, we weren't talking about Florida like we all are now. It's very different to what UConn was, so I'm looking to fade those teams like a Florida, like a St. John, so I do have them getting upset early. Great show today. We're going to talk a lot more. All my best bets were just picks that we gave out throughout the show. Make sure you guys listen to the podcast, and make sure you check out Jim Boeheim coming up later today on You Better You Bet. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.